Third and nine. There's four wide receivers out for Lawhorn. Lewis moves to right to the left. Here is Lawhorn dropping back to pass, fires down the field. Scott Solberg, that ball is caught, cuts inside, away from a defender, and it's a touchdown. What a move by John Solberg, and the Huskies take a 34-7 lead. With Lewis in the backfield right behind Lawhorn, up 21-7. It's the give to Lewis. Lewis pounds his way across the goal line and in for a Huskies touchdown. Greg Lewis with his third touchdown of the season, and it gives St. Cloud State a 27-7 lead over Upper Iowa. Only six interceptions, and on third down, that one is picked right outside of the 31-yard line, and Upper Iowa's got the first turnover. Jumping in front of the receiver was Kyle Griffin, and Upper Iowa intercepts Dwayne Lawhorn, and they've got it on the Huskies 30.
Back here at Eden Prairie High School, 7-7, start of the second quarter. Hans Bristol with you here on Minnesota Score Radio and AM 1440. Happy to have you with us. Eden Prairie facing a 3rd and 13 on the Maple Grove 26-yard line, moving now from left to right. Happy to have you with us. What a wild first quarter it was. Three turnovers between the two teams and only 7 points put up on touchdown runs. Third and long, Kramer back to pass on the first play of the corner. Kramer looks down the near sideline toward the end zone, up in the air, and coming down with it is number 23, Jordan J.D. Chowin, for an Eagles touchdown, and there is a flag on the play, but J.D. Chowin made a fantastic catch, and we'll check on the penalty, but if this call on Maple Grove, now there may be discussion here if Chowin was out of bounds before reaching the end zone, and the officials are meeting up in the middle of the field. This would be a 26-yard touchdown pass to J.D. Chowin. If this call stands, if not, and we'll get the call here, and there's going to be no flag, and the touchdown's going to stand. A 26-yard touchdown pass, and Eden Prairie's taking a 13-7 lead. There was some uncertainty if the Eden Prairie wide receiver stayed in bounds, as there was the flag was waved off. And Eden Prairie's taking a 13-7 lead. Extra point try here for the Eden Prairie Eagles. Kramer on the hold. The kick is up, and it is through the uprights for Connor Reynolds. And the Eden Prairie Eagles here at home take a 14-7 lead on the first play of the second quarter. Wow, what a pass. And again, there was quite a holdup. They were not sure if that call was going to stand. Now they're going to retake the point after attempt here with a possible penalty on, I believe it was a penalty on Maple Grove. So they're going to have to, or on Eden Prairie, I should say. So they're going to retake the point after attempt here, but nonetheless still a lead on a 26-yard touchdown pass to Eden Prairie's number 23, J.D. Chowin. And they are going to re-kick the point after attempt here to try and push this lead to 14-7. Right now with a 13-7 lead, and the point after attempt is good. This time, no flags on the field. Eden Prairie with 11:53 to go here in the second quarter. Take a 14-7 lead. Boy, folks, I think we're in for a good one here tonight between Eden Prairie and Maple Grove. Stay with us. We'll be back in 30 seconds to Eden Prairie High School. Well, welcome back. A 26-yard touchdown pass from the Eden Prairie's Eagle quarterback, Cole Kramer, to number 23, J.D. Chowin. And it's a 14-7 lead here for Eden Prairie. In quarter number two, Hans Bristol, 11:53 to go. With you here on 1440 AM and Minnesota Score Radio, and the kick is high into the air, and it will be returned here by Maple Grove. This is Evan Hull on the return. Hull up the middle with some speed across the 25 and across the 30. He lost the football. Evan Hull lost it on the kick return. And does Eden Prairie have it? We're waiting on a signal, and Eden Prairie's got it. The second turnover from Maple Grove is to Evan Hull, who did not have a fumble on the season for Maple Grove. He fumbles on the kick return, and it's right back to work after the second turnover of the game from Maple Grove. Eden Prairie's offense is right back out the field at Maple Grove's 33-yard line. How about the special teams miscues in this one so far? Totally changing this game early on with 11:45 to go in the second quarter. An Evan Hull fumble, the second Maple Grove turnover of the game, and it's first and 10 for the Eden Prairie offense. All sorts of movement before the snap, and we're going to have a flag. So Evan Hull on the fumble. It's going to be offsides on the Maple Grove defense with just their second penalty of this game. First and 5. It's going to be now for the Eden Prairie offense as they move it inside of the Maple Grove 30 after Evan Hull's fumble on a kick return. One in the backfield, Kramer on first and 10. Pump fakes, now looks to his right. He's got a receiver there toward the end zone, and it's caught. Touchdown, Eden Prairie. DeJohn Wolf at the end of it. And with 11:40 to go here in the second quarter, the Eagles take a 20-7 lead. The second touchdown pass. And the Eden Prairie Eagles making Maple Grove's turnover pay. And a touchdown pass caught by DeJohn Wolf wide open in the end zone. And Eden Prairie on the extra point attempt. Good. It's got themselves a 21-7 lead with 11:40 to go. And in the opening moments of our second quarter, Eden Prairie finding 14 points up on the board. And it's the Eagles in front. 21-7 in the Maple Grove Crimson. Back in 30 seconds to Eden Prairie High School.